Very good morning and welcome to St. Paul's this morning for our service of worship. My name's Charles McKinnon and a retired Church of Scotland minister, and we worship as a family over in Torrens. But it's good to be with you this morning as we come to worship Almighty God. Just to draw one or two intimations to your attention, the service next Sunday will be at 11:30. We'll commence at 11:30. Remembrance Sunday, next Sunday, and the service will be at 11:30. It's on the sheets that have been handed out, and please take them. And these are a great opportunity for you to be praying through the various activities of the week to support that before God. Just one other intimation. Today, the Bible class are holding a brunch and bake sale after the service. There are rolls and sausages of bacon or cheese and lots of goodies for you to take away. Donations at the door. And there will be the usual tea and coffee at the side of the hall this morning. So please, if you're able to support the Bible class and by attending the brunch, that would be good. The psalmist says, "How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise." So let us stand together and sing God's praise in the opening hymn. "Stand up and bless the Lord, all people now rejoice." Let us bow together in prayer. Let us pray. O gracious and eternal God, it is our delight to stand together as a worshipping family and to give you our praise, to worship you from the very depth of our heart, even though we do not fully know you and fully understand you. But we believe that a day will come when face to face we will worship you unhindered. But until that day, O Lord, we gather together in this place, and we thank you that we can come to you in the place of prayer, that for all your greatness and wonder and holiness, we are encouraged to approach your mercy seat where prayer is answered. Through the precious name of your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus, we thank you that we can open our hearts to you this morning, pour out our innermost souls to you, share our deepest thoughts with you, knowing that you are here and you are prepared to listen and to understand us. In humility, we lay our lives afresh before you. Yes, open to your holy sight. You can see the bad as well as the good. You recognize the doubts as well as our faith, our times of sorrow as well as the joy and despair, as well as the times of hope. Father God, we bring those moments when maybe we have been angry, as well as the times when we have been able to be at peace, when bitterness stirred up within our hearts, even when we know that we have been able to love. And so, Father, where we have failed you, forgive us, we pray. Help us to be truthful to ourselves as well as to you. And help us to discover afresh the renewing love that you have for us. The love that only you can offer, a love that frees us to live as you would have each one of us live, enabling us to be the people of God, the children of God, And so fill us afresh this morning with your Holy Spirit for today and indeed for every day. Keep filling us. And these are our prayers we offer to you in the name that is so precious to us, in the name of Jesus, in whose words we further pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Good morning. How are we all this morning?
Good.
Have you had a busy week? Have you been able to relax? How many of you relaxed in front of the television this week and maybe last week watching a program from Japan? Eh? Anybody been watching programs from Japan? Some, I think all the adults, they look kind of sleepy. They've been watching all these programs late into the night. Well, early morning really, isn't it? Do you know what was coming from Japan? What were people watching? Maybe some of you play this game. Or the older boys and girls might play it. It's a funny shaped ball. It's not a round ball. Rugby. Now, do you remember that? Did anybody speak about that in front of you? You'd been, yeah, watching the rugby. Lots of rugby. And lots of people running around and catch them by their legs and all this sort of thing. And excitement, exciting stuff. And at the very beginning, we were able to all to cheer on Scotland, weren't we? We were able to cheer on Scotland, but what happened? The poor souls had to come home early. They came home early. So we just go down to Scotstoun now, don't we? We go back down to Scotstoun, and we'll see a lot of them down there. So when we were cheering up on Scotland because they're there, and then when they came home, there was no word of Scotland. Nobody shouting for Scotland. And it was the same for all the different nations that just went home early. Next ones went home. All the different places, you didn't hear their name. But yesterday, who was it? I wonder who, maybe I'm speaking. Do you know who was playing yesterday?
England and South
Africa. I heard a quiz question yesterday. Oh, I shouldn't say this. This is, I might get shot. Somebody asked, who did South Africa beat in the 2019 World Cup rugby final? England. We'll just whisper it. It was a bit soon to have a joke like that. That was at lunchtime yesterday. But all of a sudden, the names and the people that were, they were cheering them on, but quite slow but sure, the cheering and the singing and the encouragement all stopped. They all stopped. But on the televisions, we saw people in South Africa, and they were cheering and they were rejoicing. But that will stop as well, when all the excitement disappears. But the psalmist in the Bible, we're told to praise. We're told to praise God and never to stop. We're told to praise God and never to stop. We're told to sing about God. We're told to speak about God. We're told to be excited about God and never to stop. Sometimes we might be tempted to stop when things are tough. When things are not going right, we just say, oh, I don't know where God is now, and so we stop. But the psalmist says, all to the very end of our lives, to the very end of our lives, we are to be praising God. It doesn't matter what happens to us. Sometimes life is a bit difficult. Through ill health, through work, through difficult lessons to learn at school and all these things. Life can be quite difficult, but we're still being encouraged to praise God. The psalmist says, I will sing, he says, and praise the Lord God for as long as I live. That's a wonderful encouragement, isn't it? This Sunday morning, as long as I live. And you can do it anywhere. You can do it anywhere. You can praise God wherever you are. And what an encouragement that is. Now, we're going to sing a short hymn this morning. Some people might think, what a funny hymn. But this is a hymn that focuses all upon God. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. It's a very precious theme that is running through that. That's a short hymn. And some people might say, oh, that's more for adults. But it's important that we all learn these very words. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. And we'll praise God as we sing together. Thank you very much. That is a very powerful prayer that we've just sung together, isn't it? Asking God, the Holy Spirit, to come and to touch our lives afresh on this Lord's Day. As we read God's Word together, I'm just going to read the Psalm, Psalm 146, and not the Matthew Gospel. Psalm 146. It says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes and mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, the Lord, who remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations, praise the Lord. Amen, and may God bless to us that reading of his word, and to him be all the praise and all the glory. We sing again to God's praise. Number in our sheets here, speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. I think some of the Stuart Townend hymns are the ones that are going to last for a long time in the life of our church. They speak some great Bible truths to us and help us to learn so much about our God. And so we're so grateful to the likes of them for furnishing our church with these wonderful hymns to worship in these days. The Apostle Paul writes to the church in Philippi, and in that he writes to us, saying, rejoice in the Lord always. And I will say it again, rejoice. It's quite a challenge, isn't it? Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Someone said that following Jesus Christ and living to the glory of God is often confusing, It is difficult, it is draining, but at the end it is our duty and our joy to praise our Maker and our Saviour and to trust Him for the parts where life can be a struggle. I'm sure Job in the Old Testament would say amen to that. A real hardship for him to keep trusting, to keep holding on to God when he's losing his livelihood and he's losing his family, and yet he could still say, though the Lord slay me, he says, yet I will hope in him. What about young Joseph? Joseph, who had these wonderful dreams and he believed that God had a special place, a special role for him, and yet he finds himself cast into Egypt. Life is not easy for him, and yet he knows that through all of these experiences, the Lord is with him, and he acknowledges him and he praises him. I had the opportunity to read the autobiography of Tim Farron, who was the leader of the Liberal Democrats up till fairly recently. I would encourage you to, if you can get a hold of it, to read it. It's a testimony from a real man of God in the political boiling pot, if you could put it like that, that we have today. He was not ashamed to own his Lord. He was not ashamed to defend his cause. Even when he was being ridiculed and mocked and challenged with difficult questions. I'm sure there are many today who struggle, and yet God graciously gives them the encouragement and the strength to praise. Psalmist said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. Wonder how many of us speak to ourselves. You don't have to put your hand up. It's okay. For one reason or another, sometimes we speak to ourselves. I've spoken to myself time and time again, trying to remind myself about something that I need to do. But we find that here the psalmist is speaking to himself. He's speaking not just in a flippant sort of way, but he's speaking to his inner being. He's speaking to his soul, and he's reminding himself and urging himself to praise the Lord. Why should this have been important to him? Why does he have to challenge himself to speak like this? Why does he have to encourage himself to praise the Lord? You see, praising the Lord is not something that comes naturally to us. And so we need to have a very serious talk to ourselves. Probably taking ourselves by the lapels of the scruff of the neck and say, Charles, you ought to, you need to praise the Lord. You have every reason to praise God. You have every reason to praise God. We encourage one another when we come to worship, and maybe in the words of say, let us worship God. Let us worship God. Let us focus our hearts and our minds upon God as we come together. Yes, we've maybe got 101 things on our mind, some concerns and whatnot, but we're here to focus, to worship God. There's another psalm, the metrical version of it goes like this. It says, O thou my soul, bless God the Lord. O thou my soul, bless God the Lord. And all that in me is, be stirred up his holy name to magnify and bless. encouraging, wholehearted praise, wholehearted worship of God. And God willing, we'll sing these words to bring our service to an end. Yes, we have to encourage ourselves. So often we are focusing upon the here and now. Our eyes are settling on what can be seen. And we need to lift our eyes, as we're told again, to lift our eyes from where their help comes. And so we have to give ourselves a good talking to, because of the nature of our hearts, isn't it? Because of the nature of our hearts. We're told so often that the Bible is so out of date, but yet it speaks to us in the here and now, and it can identify so many difficulties with regard to ourselves. And God puts His finger upon the deep need of our hearts, the problem of our hearts. He says the human heart is most deceitful and desperately wicked. I wonder if you realize that for yourself, that that's how God looks upon our hearts. Who really knows how bad it is? But I know, says God. I know. For I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine every secret motive. That's something, isn't it? God's speaking to us. God's identifying the difficulties with regard to ourselves and why it is that we need to address the deepest beings of our own souls, to praise God, to focus upon God. Yes, there are times I do feel sorry for myself when things maybe don't work out. Life does get tough for us. Nobody's disputing that. But the psalmist doesn't qualify when we should praise God. He says we should praise God at all times. At all times. Through the good, through the bad, through the rough, through the smooth. That can be a challenge, isn't it? And so there again, we need the help of God, even to do that for Him. The Spirit of God to help us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, I tell myself, is how another version of the scripture puts it. I tell myself. And for how long? For as long as I live. For as long as the Lord gifts us the very breath to breathe. I was visiting some friends yesterday who've just lost their mum. And the daughter was saying just how their mum was, yes, in the final moments of life, you could see that she was still praising God. It was there in her face. There in her face. It was a smile on her face as she was going home. She was going home. And the last thing that she was doing in this earthly life was praising God. That's where we're to focus on. Do not put your confidence in powerful people, says the New Living Translation, with regard to verse 3 and 4 of that psalm. There is no help for you there. When their breathing stops, they return to the earth, and in a moment all their plans come to an end. My goodness, that's bringing us down to earth, isn't it? That brings us down to earth. What was it that was we were told in the course of this last week? That there's going to be a general election. Now, they've started already. They're encouraging us to place our confidence in all their promises. We are being encouraged to look to this, in this direction, in that direction, in that direction, wherever. This is where everything will all be sorted out for us. This is the one who's going to lead us into all that we hope for. Oh, there's nothing wrong with giving honour where honour is due. To acknowledge when people do well, there's nothing wrong with that. But the danger is when we begin to worship them. We begin to serve them as if they are the ones that know everything, that they have the answer to all our needs. When we know that the focus of that is God. You know, I was told of a difficult situation not that long ago. There were people stopped attending the church where I used to be a minister because I had left. I had left, and so they stopped attending church. I don't know whether they thought that I had taken Jesus with me or what it was, but I wasn't there. And that was before my successor was appointed. Their confidence and their commitment, it seems, was in the minister, not in Jesus. And that's a tragic situation, isn't it? That's a really difficult situation. And God help me if I encourage that in any way. Because I am not any better than those who will return to dust, as the psalmist says. Our focus is not on ourselves or the promises that we offer to one another, but upon the Lord. Upon the Lord. Yes, we pray. We are being encouraged to pray for all who are in authority over us. And it's right that we do that. And maybe the predicament that we're in is because we haven't, God's people haven't been praying as we ought. But let's start. If we haven't been doing it, let's start now. Because the wonderful thing that the God who breathed into the chaos and the darkness of the void created the heavens and the earth, and the ones who create, the God who breathes into our lives, is the same God who is in charge today. And He can breathe life into the chaos that's in our nation. He can breathe life and order into that. So let us begin to pray if we haven't been doing that. And so we are being focused to pray, to worship, to praise God. Happy are those, blessed are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. And the psalmist goes on for the next number of verses to focus upon God. Our whole lives are to be wholehearted praise to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You'll have read about when the Apostle Paul found himself in Athens. He was surrounded by idols. Those that were the focus of the people, the worship of the people. And there was even one to an unknown God. To an unknown God. I can identify with that. You know, I attended a number of years ago now, I was a good bit younger now, a party, Gardner Street Church. And I attended church there because I received a warm welcome and I began to make friends and all that sort of thing. But you know, I was meeting there and I was worshipping an unknown God. A new of God, a new about Jesus, but I didn't know Jesus for myself. That's sad, isn't it? I hope you're not like that. I hope you're not like that. But I recall when the change when Jesus came into my heart and changed that. I sensed that my worship was different. Because I was praising, worshiping someone that I knew as my Saviour. Jesus, my Saviour. It's not enough just to, like I was doing, to attend, to turn up at church and to worship an unknown God. God has given Himself to us. He has given Himself to us in Jesus, and by His Spirit we can come to know Him, learn about Him in His Word together. The God who made the heaven and the earth, the sea and everything in them. He is the one who keeps every promise, says the psalmist. Who gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. The Lord frees the prisoners. He opens the eyes of the blind. He lifts the burdens of those bent beneath the load. He loves the righteous, protects the foreigners among us. He cares for the orphans and widows. But He frustrates the plans of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. O Jerusalem, says the psalmist, your God is King in every generation. Praise the Lord. Kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall as we look across our world. But Jesus is King forever. And we are called to worship Him. I like it how Jesus says to us that he who has seen Him has seen the Father. Whoever has seen Him by the eye of faith has seen the Father. Jesus, the one who at the creation threw the stars in space. The one whose hands were outstretched, and our names are on these very palms. This is the one who encourages us, encourages you and me to worship, to praise. The God who is so awesome, so all-knowing, everywhere present. He's big enough to fill the mighty universe, yet small enough to live within our hearts. This is God, isn't it? This is God. The God who loves us with an everlasting and sacrificial love. And friends, if we love Him today, it is only because He has first loved us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will praise my God as long as I live. Let us make that commitment, dear friends, as we leave this building in a little while. That will be the focus for our hearts and for our lives. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we give You thanks and praise that in Your love and mercy You came into this world to seek us and to save us. And You have revealed to us the full extent of Your love and what it cost You to win our love. So, Lord, we have every reason to praise You this morning. Every reason to praise You tomorrow, even to the very end of our days. So help us so to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now we'll sing together. This might be a new hymn for you. It's a lovely hymn. It's a hymn of commitment. It says, I will offer up my life in spirit and truth, pouring out the oil of love as my worship to you. In surrender, I must give my every part. Lord, receive this sacrifice of a broken heart. Thank you. Oh, gracious God, we are fully aware that we are not able to repay you for all that we owe you. But yet, O Lord, we are glad that we can come with these gifts, these offerings and tithes for the work of your church. And we bring them to you, laying them on this table where, yes, we remember all that you have given for us, the one who gave us all and held nothing back. Father God, we are glad that we have had this opportunity of offering you our praise and worship this morning. We thank you for the return of the Lord's Day. We thank you for what it means to us that we can come from our homes, from our various responsibilities, and be a family at worship together here in St. Paul's and elsewhere. And so we thank you, gracious God, for this day of rest. We thank you that above all for Jesus, your Son, our Savior, for his willingness to come into this world, to step into this world with all its pain and sorrow, to identify with us in our weariness and our tiredness. But Father, he came to be our Savior, to offer himself upon that cross, our cross. In my place, condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah! What a Savior. Father God, we thank you that it is through Jesus that your church has come into being. We thank you for the church of Jesus Christ, that you have called us to be part of that great family of Jesus across the world, brothers and sisters whom we will never know until you gather us into eternity. Remember the church in this nation of ours, in Scotland. Please, O God, breathe your life into her. Quicken her, O God, in all her avenues of service, in proclaiming your name, preaching your word, serving the needs of those who are hungry, those who are homeless. Remember, Heavenly Father, this congregation. We thank you that we can pray for one another here. And our friends gathered here will be able to see and recognize if there's an empty place. And they can pray for their neighbors, the ones who are usually in front of them or behind them or beside them. But as a family at worship here, we are glad that we can pray for the one whom we love as our pastor, our friend Fergus. Oh, to me, we'd love to do so much for him, but we bring him to you knowing that you can do far more than we would ever dream of or ask. And we hold him before you and Gabrielle and all the family at this time. Church across the world, we bring to you, Heavenly Father. We are in freedom, we have come. And freedom we will leave. But there are many who are being persecuted for their faith, for their hope and their love in Jesus. Strengthen them and encourage them. Heavenly Father, too, we pray for our friends in Balderenik, as shortly they'll be gathering around your table to remember Jesus and the sacrifice Let that be a blessed time for them, dear God, today. And so we do bring ourselves to you, our families and our friends and all who know us yet still love us, who care for us. Our nation, Heavenly Father, our Queen and all the members of the royal household we bring before you. At this period of general election, we ask that you would direct all who would seek to our support to return them to Parliament. Grant them wisdom from on high, dear Father. Remember our Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. Remember our own First Minister as well, Nicola Sturgeon, and all who serve with them. May they be mindful of your word that encourages your people, those who are in authority, to administer true justice and to show mercy and compassion to one another. Not to oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor, but to encourage us all to think good of each other. Father, for our world, O Lord, with ongoing tensions in Hong Kong, the awful train fire there in Pakistan, the ongoing fires in California, the grieving families in Vietnam following the discovery of the bodies in the lorry here in this country, the aftermath of the Grenfell report and the Clutha report, and the questions. Oh, dear Father, we bring all of this to you. Be mindful, O God, of all who are unwell, be they at home or in hospital, the bereaved whom we know and love, the anxious, those who are in prison, our children. We gather all before you, dear God. And we take a moment to lay before you in the quietness of this sanctuary those individuals and situations that are upon our own mind and heart. Gracious God, we thank you that you are the hearer of prayer. And we bring them to you. We thank you for every encouragement that we receive to be your children. We thank you for the memories that we treasure today of those whom we have known and loved. Those of your servants who have been gathered home and whose witness and testimony still ring in our ears and on our hearts. They worship you in a clearer light and in a nearer presence. And we thank you for every memory of them. Until the day that we are united with them, we ask that you'd keep us, that you'd direct our hearts and our steps, that we may live to your honor and glory, for Jesus' sake. Amen. We bring our service to a close by singing a psalm. It's Psalm 103, and it's another encouragement to us to address the needs of our own souls. O thou my soul, bless God the Lord, and all that in me is, be stirred up his holy name to magnify and bless. And we sing it to the tune Kilmarnock. And now may grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be known to you and to all whom you love, this day and forevermore.